Yuri's gonna try to knock them the fuck out.
Yeah. Roll. Yeah, and I've been rolling as she'd slowly been like undoing her bonds with her thievery.
I'm instinctively leaning towards my mic, which is not here. I'm using a hero point. Hell yeah, that's a 19 on the dice. I would have my... I think this is just going to be striking, so... with just my fist, so that's going to be a 34.
Oh. Aubrey, never mind, it probably doesn't matter. Do you need to know how much HP I gave her back initially?
Yes.
Okay. It's 10... It's 14, I believe. Probably not going to matter in a hot minute, but...
Yeah, so yeah, that is a hit, but not a crit, Yuri.
Oh no, it's more than that. Holy crap, sorry. It's, I misread that. I thought it was a plus, it's a multiplication. 40 hit points. I gave her 40 hit points back for some reason.
Watch hit points.
I didn't want to give her temp HP because that's useless, so I let her drain the chest. That gives you 40 hit points.
Damage.
Okay, well.
She had more than I did.
Well, that's 18 damage. And then I'm gonna try to grapple them after.
Okay, now is a great time to, I guess, go back into initiative. And you're all in about a 30 foot room at most.
Mm-hmm. I'd say she didn't think this through, but I feel like that wasn't the point.
Okay, we will start with the Lathe. As you watch Yuri attempt to grapple Clover, you get to move first.
Yeah, is she grappled or that will happen during Yuri's turn?
That will happen during Yuri's turn.
Great. I am going to... Now that she is moving again, do I see anything else on her in terms of more daggers or more poisons?
She certainly has... seems like she's got more. You know, through the one at Lou that's currently embedded in Lou's sternum, and it certainly looks like it's reaching for another.
Great. I will do my stab and snag. Stab her and attempt to steal it before she can grab it. Yikes. The stab does not... Do we have another hero point?
Yes, you would.
Okay. Still not great, but that is a 27 to hit.
27 will hit.
Hell yeah. So that is 18 damage, plus I get to attempt a thievery check. No, it's a nat one on the thievery check.
So what happens on a nat one for that? A critical failure.
It just says if the strike is successful, you can attempt a thievery check to steal from the target. So potentially I poison myself as I like try and grab the bottle and just sort of accidentally crush it, I feel like.
You give them another knife, actually.
No!
40 more hit points to cover.
So yeah, no, you wrap your hand around this vial of poison and it's you're a little bit not incredibly delicate with trying to pull it away and crush it with your hand, and give me a fortitude save as the shards of glass push the poison into your skin.
Right.
Fortitude is my best save. That's an 8 on the dice, which gives me a total of 18 on my fortitude.
Welcome to Doomed One, and you are going to take some, and you're going to take 5 poison damage. Oh wait, Louis, I should have given you poison damage too.
Oh hey, I might be unconscious then. Let's see.
Jesus.
4.
Oh, now I'm still standing. I can take like a whole other hit here.
I'm so disappointed.
Pull my hand back, realize the strange feeling that I'm getting from this poison, and do a battle medicine on Alouette. Because I'll do the 20 DC. Because I'm like, oh, wait, this actually is bad, maybe. Okay, I did not quite crit the 20, but I will tell you how much you heal in chat, Ferris. And that is my turn.
Secret health.
Hey, was there anything else that you wanted to do? Was there anything else you could do on your turn? Was that 2 or 3 actions?
That was 3 actions. The stab and snag was 2, unfortunately.
All right, it is going to move to Clover's turn. And Clover is seeing all of this, going to attempt to tumble through.
That ignore like attempts of attack of opportunity.
Depends if she succeeds on her roll or not.
Well, she doesn't. How about that? Where is she?
This isn't the real map. This isn't
the real map.
This is still from the tea house.
In theory, she has to tumble through a lot of us. Because this is just like a like 30-foot room max.
Yeah, it's essentially she's going to try to tumble through Yuri's space. What is your reflex DC, Yuri?
Great question. That is my second best, so that's going to be 26.
The 26, she got a 31.
Ah, so not a critical success, but still a success.
Yeah.
What does a success do?
So you move through the enemy space, treating the squares as difficult terrain. If you don't have enough speed to move all the way through, you get the same success as failure. Does sort of tumbles through Yuri's space to get behind, and is continuing to make her way towards the door.
But does that trigger attack of opportunity?
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah, that's the whole point of doing a tumble through.
Yeah. Yeah, if she failed, it would trigger reactions. Yeah. But yes, I'll say, Graven, you are the next in line, but she's going to spend another action to tumble through.
Fucking roll. Yeah. Roll. Fucking playing Dark Souls over here.
I think it's my reflex DC.
Yeah, your reflex DC.
29 she has to beat.
29. Meets beats for a 29 exactly. You can certainly tell that Lorelei trained her and he uses many of the same moves, but unfortunately she does have to spend her last action to throw open the door. So, yeah, she's standing there in the doorway. And that is all of her actions. And that'll bring us to you, Yuri.
Great. I'm just checking something on my gunslinger archetype. Because I think it allows me something, but I'm not sure. No, not yet. Okay. As they step away, Yuri is going to just kind of raise their arm, and they're whispering something under their breath, and I'm going to attempt to do my second Blood Curse of the campaign. Okay. Blood Curse of Binding. So I need them to make a Fortitude save.
That was a 24.
24 literally just beats my DC by one. So, they are still affected, however, as whispering something, and you could see Lorelai's movements gets a little stiffer as I'm literally...
Not Lorelai.
I'm not Clover. Lorelai. Clover, the other twink.
Lorelai's not a twink.
Moving on, you see Laura. Shit, you see. Fuck.
Over.
It's been a long day, y'all.
No, it has.
It has.
You see, Ohio started on the brain.
The crack of dawn. Plus,
no, songs. I don't have. I don't have Ohio on the brain. It's on my.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm here. Wait, shut up. What was I saying?
Something about Clover.
Clover's movements gets a little. Shakier, jerkier as I'm literally restricting their blood flow so they can't move as well. So they have a 5-foot circumstance penalty to their speed because they barely succeeded. So there is that. You could see also for thematic effect, they're starting to glow slightly like the same dark red that the fire that Yuri's weapons get. And then I would like to I don't have a lot of one movement things.
Run after her.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably get to them, right?
Yeah. It's like less than 10 feet.
Okay, then yeah, I will use my last action to get in their zone. In fact, I want to try to like step in front of them.
You won't be able to step in front of them unless you are also planning to tumble through because she is standing in the doorway right now.
Can I do it because I want to?
No.
Are you sure? I
thought that was. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, well, then I'm right there.
Yeah, you are right behind. Yeah, and that'll bring us to you, Lou.
Okay. I am going to. Hang on, I'm reading things and truly don't. Nothing's happening in the brain. Hold on. What does this do again? No. You know what? I'm gonna. Tumble through is an action, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
You stride up to your speed and attempt to tumble through a enemy space.
But it does involve striding, so never mind. So if she can go up to her speed. That's not helpful, so I'm gonna do a little ring-o-ding and esoterica her life
Un momento.
That's cocked. Shame. That was almost very good. And that is super duper terrible.
You know what? That's fair, though. I've been stabbed. So that's only a 19. Which I've just learned. If I critically fail, bad stuff happens to me. I never knew that. I've been playing any levels of this character. But is a... What did I say? 18? Something like that?
I think you said 19.
Whatever I said, that was correct. Did I do it badly enough?
Versus the average level for your DC, that would be just a regular failure, but not a critical failure. Sweet.
So that's cool. I don't get... Oh, I can still exploit their personal antithesis, though, so yes. That's fine. And I still get magical strikes, so actually it doesn't really matter, which is great for me because I do that all the time. Anyway, and then we're gonna just chuck a rock, not a rock, a card. Chuck a card at her. I'm gonna aim... It's mean. I'm gonna aim for her stupid Achilles.
That's nicer.
That's a nicer roll. 28.
28? 28 is gonna hit.
Cool. I rolled really bad. That's a 9 slashing damage. I know she's got more HP than that.
Yes, she does.
You're welcome. I'm gonna also throw a second one. This is very... Lou's been stabbed. She's upset, but she's also kind of out of it, so...
Balls. Probably not a thing that's happening right now. It's a really bad roll. Let's see. No, that's a 17. That's gonna miss super hard.
That's it?
Yeah, that is...
Gotta sit down. I'm just gonna sit down.
Hey, that'll bring us to Alistair.
Yes, and for once, I am 100% certain that this person is related to a case I am on.
Yes.
I have never been so certain about that question. So first up, I will devise a stratagem. And as part of that, I will recall knowledge on what I guess in this particular case, like what I've seen from her training with us. Like, well, I remember, I don't know what sort of test check you would do, but I bet it's easier than a monster.
Society.
Are you sure it's not Arcana? Okay.
I'm relatively sure, yeah.
Like they're not a... Oh, wow.
They're relatively normal.
So my specific question is, what is their weakest save? If I am allowed a question with a 32.
Weakest save would be their fortitude save.
All right. And how, I guess I gotta target them. I don't think they have an icon though that I can target because they're not on the thing. Wait, right, slicer?
Yeah, I'm using the hidden token from earlier.
All right, toggle targeting. There we go. So that I can use my devise a stratagem and do the roll. Wow. Wait, that's... Oh, damn, it's a fortune effect, which means I can't use a hero point on it.
Yeah.
That is unfortunate. And will change. But I'm not. So all I can't do is I can't do a strike. So I just need to make them make a fortitude check, because there's no way I'm going to do that. That's a ranged spell. All right. Yeah, sorry about that. So I will go ahead and cast slow on them.
All right. What is do fortitude save? Cool.
Yeah, DC 24.
24 exactly.
Okay.
Slow one for one round.
Yep. And for my last action, I will attempt to give them a scare. Whatchamacallit? The make them scared thing.
Demoralize.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I will attempt to demoralize by reminding them about all of the magic traps in the area that they're running straight towards. And there is a ding as I say this, if that gives me any sort of bonus. Well, I have a plus zero. It is literally, that is a five. I am telling the truth. In the ring of truth, there's a ding, ding, ding. And I get a straight up five on my demoralized. That's how scary I am.
Yeah.
I think you're very scary, Alistair.
Just not in this moment.
Yeah, that is three actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that'll bring us to Graywing.
Nice. So, I have mixed maneuver, in which I can do any two specific maneuvers possible, and I can apply it to the same target or different ones, but the multi-attack penalty does not apply until after I resolve both attacks. Fun. So, I'm going to maneuver, so that way Clover is back behind us, in front of us, technically. I'm putting her back in the room. And so that way she has to tumble through both me and Yuri again, if that were to happen. The second one I would choose is...
Trip.
Yeah. So I'm just letting you know that I'm going to make my athletics rolls, but I'm letting you know those are the two that I am picking. The maneuver will be, 1 second. 28.
28 will be a success.
And the trip will be definitely a success. Yeah, 34?
A success, not a critical success.
Mm-hmm. So she runs. She tumbles through, opens this door. I grab her by the hair, pull her back, and then just my leg was there. So as I pull her back, I kind of push her and trip her over my very purposefully trippable leg. And then for my last action, I'm going to flurry of blows.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Being a monk, you know.
Can you flurry your blows and flurry your maneuver in the same turn?
Doesn't say anything about it, and it just says mixed maneuver.
Oh, it's mixed maneuver. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can make them stunning, because I'm using flurry. So as long as it hits, consider that consider one of them at least a stun. So fortitude. would be what comes next, I believe. One second.
Yeah, only one of them has a flourish trait on it, so you can use both of them.
Oh, I will. Okay. Ooh, no, don't do that. I think it's 28.
28 will hit.
Mm-hmm. And then... 26.
26 will also hit.
And the fortitude save?
For a 25.
I think she just passes, right? Because it's against my monk DC?
Yeah.
Yeah, she just passes by one. But these hits she gonna take. So, one second. For a total of 25 striking. Or bludgeoning at this point, who knows?
I ask, are you attempting to go lethal or non-lethal?
It will be non-lethal, but I am gonna talk shit while I do this. Okay. Grab hair, pull her, trip her. Her ass is on the floor, or her back is. First kick is like kind of right as I kick her. Well, I guess you did succeed in one thing. Finally got me to join the Bloody Blades. And then, I'm taking this from WWE, I just do that move where you jump and you elbow somebody as you fall, yeah. As you come down. That's what I'm doing. I saw Wonder Woman do it. I want to do it too. And that's the second hit.
Yeah, yeah. So as you do this, you say these things and you bring that elbow down. It is enough for lights out again. She is unconscious.
Get back up. I'm gonna ask Lorelei what she wants to do with this one.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it. I'm gonna go do that. I have the ring, the sigil ring. And yeah. I didn't move it, so I can just... You know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna activate it real quick, see where she is first, and then I'm gonna, like, put another sigil on Clover, just in case.
Then you lose the sigil on Lorelei.
I just need to know where she is, and I can go there. It's like, that's the direction.
Lorelei is still in the tower. She's a couple of floors below you, and what last time you were here appeared to be some kind of bedchamber.
Okay. I put the moth signal on. I guess it's gonna be a little moth. That's so cute. Oh my god. The most non-threatening signal. I'll make it I'll make it like invisible, but we can make it invisible, right? Move that, put it on Clover just in case, and I will go to Lorelei.
Yeah, the rest of you just going to tie her up again?
I think so, but I'm kind of scared that we're not going to do a good job again.
Maybe, you know...
Someone other than Lathe could check for knives.
Pick them up and shake them.
You take her down to small clothes, I don't know.
Like a high school bully looking for
just
milk
guys,
money?
Just stripper.
Yeah, at this point,
down to just, the small clothes. Like that's literally what we have to do. This bitch is despicable.
Goodness gracious.
He is a no shaker. Remorse. Like
I'm so sorry. It's just she breaks out again when she's naked. We're just like, where'd you get the knife? She's like, don't ask.
Everybody knows.
That is exactly what we did. You know that, right?
The forbidden bubble knives.
Except y'all weren't down to your small clothes. You made Gravewing titty out.
Yeah. So you all set out to making sure this time to get all of the knives and poisons and anything else she might have, and tying her back to the chair and Gravewing it does not take you long to find the bedroom. And when you enter, Lorelei is sort of leaning on the windowsill, like looking out on Malakad, and sort of turns around and looks at you and says, "Is it done?"
She tried escaping, so we just knocked her out again. I didn't want to make any calls without your, it's your call. It could be my call if you don't want to make it. It's fine.
I don't know if I can make that call.
Are you going to hate me if I do?
No. I'm too close to it. I can't make that call. Literally the only person I've known as long as you.
Yeah. I think you've known her maybe longer than
give or take.
For being real honest, but this is really difficult. I just wanted to make sure that you had some input.
Yeah, my input is you make the choice. I can't. And the blades are pretty clear what we do about people who betray our trust.
You're gonna have to give me a much more thorough rundown when I join up. I like take two steps out. I come back in. I just want your family now. You're a family. I'm gonna take care of you, okay? I think you always were family. I'm bad at this. Look, I'm just sorry it took me so long to let you in, okay? I am very bad at things like that.
Well, I have to admit, part of the fun was the chase.
Well, I could go back to that. It wouldn't be that hard.
I think I like this much better, though.
I'll give her a hug if she wants it.
Yeah, she'll take it. Gotta just say softly, this time I will scatter that man's body parts if it means he's dead.
Literally whatever you want.
Man will not survive.
Mm-mm. Very few people, I believe, genuinely need a dive for things to get better. He's one of them. And we were kind of proven on that, too. Things are better. They'll be better. They'll get better.
Yeah. Never would have thought this would happen.
Me neither. I thought really highly of her. And I'm kind of glad you weren't here to hear any of that shit.
Yeah, as soon as she woke up, I knew I couldn't hear it.
I'll take care of it.
Thank you. I trust your judgment.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna leave her, like, maybe like squeeze her hand again and then just go back. Upstairs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come back upstairs. We got permission. Kind of do what we want. She's not going to be here for any of that, but we can wake her up again, ask her more questions. We can finish her. Kind of here with hoping for some group ruling here.
Is there anything else that we think we could get from her in terms of information?
Are we gonna make a check? I know this bitch.
I don't think so. I'm not Aubrey, but I don't think
my gut says I don't think, like, my gut agrees, but I'm like, just in case, can I make a roll?
Like, no one has mind reading, right?
Yes, literally Niall does.
Yeah, but Niall
read a mind in the hole.
Right. Oh, but you use that to learn Ring of Truth.
Yeah.
I mean, if we want to wait a whole day, I can definitely pick up a new one, but,
I don't think we should waste any more time.
We could dislocate both our arms and legs and just keep her tied up and then wait a day. This is an option. This is Pathfinder. We can do anything.
That it's more of the timeline.
Yeah.
Do we really want to go another day?
Mm-hmm.
We just...
Strictly speaking...
Are we the baddies?
Three of us grew up pro-fascist for a little while. We gotta remember that.
Okay, hang on there.
Yeah, no. I said
you were a fascist. Okay.
Yes, you were. We grew up. Hey, I said grow up. You guys are not that right now. I'm saying like, we, as in group we. But I know fascism. You know, you guys don't like that. That's why you're immediately calling me out on it. Guess we don't
I'm
grow out of
halfway between, like, me as a player, I'm like, we shouldn't kill a helpless character.
They have literally said as much, just fucking kill me because I'm not going to tell you anything. Or they're just going to try to kill us back.
Mm-hmm. And like, I'm trying to see.
Unless we want to use them as, like, fucking bait or something, but I don't think it's going to work. I think
Johnny's we can use their corpse as bait. That's the thing.
Yeah, I think Johnny's just going to kill her.
So. Yeah, like, I don't think, literally, Johnny's just using her because she's desperate, and honestly, I think Lou struck a chord here.
Finding Johnny is not difficult, so it's not like we need her to lead him back. That being said, Lou is not gonna be cool with another murder of someone who can't, like, not in a non-combat murder.
Is there a nice hole we can put her in?
Can we take her to jail? Can we reverse jail her?
No.
I think we were just proven that she can easily get out.
I know, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
There is a nice hole. It's called digging the hole outside.
I mean, but there's that cage that we have the people that were brainwashed in.
I don't want to put those two together.
I'm just saying, you know, there's
we are holding my brother like how the firebenders held the waterbenders. That's what we're doing to him, while also actively giving him fucking, quite literally, religion hits to make him better. Okay, we are conversion therapying the fuck out of him. I don't want to put them in the same space.
I think I have, like, a set of manacles and some locks. I think I got that around here somewhere. I remember thinking it might coming in useful.
I've been thinking it. I didn't want to say it.
Unfortunately, Niall is the best cleanup crew. Aubrey, for real, though. Mm-hmm. I know this bitch at least 20 years. Anything, like any check or any just front knowledge that she could tell us, that she could speak, that we could reason in some way with her or no.
You can certainly try wake her up, try again, see if she'll give you any more information. It all is based on roles, if you can get the information out of her.
Yeah, and I'm asking if I can roll to see if that's even gonna matter right now. We are currently deciding if we're gonna kill her right now.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to make a roll to see if there really is any way that we're like, can we reason with her? Period. Is that still left, or should we just kill the bitch?
What were your lores again?
I think I have warfare. Yeah, I have warfare.
Lore seems pretty pretty good for the... Pretty good for now?
I'm going to use a hero point on that because I haven't used one yet and I might as well. Okay. Yeah, way better. 28.
It's a possibility. It may be one of those things where you may be able to do something after the fact, but there's not a lot of information that you need on Johnny. You might be able to try, but Clover was always pretty stubborn and definitely seemed pretty set in what she was trying to do. It's the idea is you can certainly try. It would be a very hard DC to convince her to give you information, or you probably can't get her to see your sign, but you might be able to get more information.
I don't. We could try again if we really wanted to. We might be able to get information, but I don't think she's changing sides anytime soon.
Do you have anything specific you'd want to ask about?
I go off and scurry off before you even answer, and I come back with two sets of average manacles. Because that's why I took Prescient Planner. And I will bind her feet and hands. And I assume we were on some sort of chair. So, like, she'll be bound such that she's attached to the chair with both. And is, like, very, very well locked in. No comments about Grandpa with the with the dungeon.
Okay. We got potential things we can ask her. We can still try to shake her down for names of people who sided with her. We could ask her what Johnny's planning. That's all I can think of right now.
Sure, if you want to keep prisoners at this point. That's what it feels like.
Can't think of much else right now.
I feel like this is perhaps killing an unarmed and bound person seems to be not a state we wish to go to.
Alouette, you got stabbed how many times?
Once.
So I don't think they're exactly unarmed or at least not lethal. They might be right now, but they've done enough.
All the same.
Make sure they can't hurt anyone. I think we need to get rid of Johnny sooner than later, so we should focus on that. We're going to keep them alive.
Would you still be hesitating? If you didn't know her from before?
She's done a lot of good. This is the only thing that I could think. I didn't think she would do this. I never thought she would do this. I was genuinely hoping for some sort of indoctrination.
So who knows what else she's willing to do that you don't think she would.
But also, what is she able to do? Because right now, we've got her manacled. Thank you, Tick, for the 20 gold. Like, she can't get anywhere. Even if she was able to escape, we would know about it. There's a decent chance she would blow up on the way out because she's not welcome at the entrance. And she no longer has access to information, and would need to basically hire goons with people that were fighting. Like, she's, anyway, people that were fighting anyway. So she's currently not any more danger than any other random soldier in the enemy's army. And if a random soldier were sitting here manacled, I don't think we would kill them.
We just keep them prisoner indefinitely? That's going to run out of space pretty quickly. And keeping them prisoner in a tower filled with magical artifacts that we don't know what are, with someone proven to be able to get out of us having tied them up.
That's why I got something that was a little more sturdy.
And she'll have endless time to get out of it. I think the manacles buy us time. They don't buy us forever.
She would need tools in this big old empty room.
No. Why don't we take 10? Well, we take a breather and we can figure this out. If we want to discuss this more.
I think.
I hope by combat.
Yeah, well, so you're going to take a bit of time, maybe the rest of the night. She's going to be out for 8 hours to discuss this and figure out whatever your plan is. So our camera will cut away and we'll see somewhere else. We'll see the interior of the Silver Fox. A man has his feet kicked up on the table, smiling. He is turning a very familiar mask in his hands, one that used to belong to Lorelei. And he smiles down at it and says, "Queen takes bishop. Possible check." And we'll see what happens next time. Tick, take us out.
Ruh-roh, Raggy. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the wonderful episode of Gobbleton Gaze. If you like what we do here, feel free to follow us on Blue Sky, on Instagram, on Patreon, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. We post so many funny blooper reels. We just released the season 2 blooper reel, actually. It was really fun to record, as in, I get to say a lot of dumb shit and Aubrey gets to monetize it. So feel free to give us some good reviews as well. Those are free, please. Remember, stay safe. Cannibalism's cool. Eat your vegetables. Live your best life.
Through this never-ending night, I can feel it now. It haunts me. All these demons, how they surround me in this red light. It calls me. He is reaching out, consuming.